had a lot of friends. I thought I had a lot of people that I could count on. I thought I had a background that whenever I needed help, I could turn to. But it turns out that the world's a shitty place, and not everyone you meet is someone that you can trust, which is a hard lesson to learn at a young age. And I'm not talking about me learning it this year at the age of 19. I'm talking about learning it since I was 11 years old. I was a slow kid, and going to school, like, obviously I had intensive math, and I really didn't necessarily understand everything that was going on around me. So if I saw something on the internet, I believe it right then and there. And I believe a lot of young kids would do that. But for me, if I saw something on the internet, I would do like a couple paragraphs reading of it. And then I'd go on for days claiming that what I read was accurate. And there's no other exceptions, pretty much. A lot of people didn't accept who I was and still don't accept who I am today. And it hurts, but you know what? At the end of the day, I wake up and I'm like, okay, whether you're in my life or not, you're not going to be the person who can inflict my future. Unless he or she decides to kill me, of course. Now, every time I talk to my grandparents, my grand aunt and grand uncle specifically, because my grandmother passed. They've been together since they were in high school. They were like high school sweethearts. And I was always surprised and amazed by what they've done, because they were the only two people who stuck by each other through thick and thin for that long. And pretty much now, no one can say that they know them better than their partner, because my grand aunt's partner has been with her for nearly over 40 something years. And when you think about relationships are difficult. They're always going to be difficult, but when do we ever get a break? I love my family and friends and my relationship, of course. I love the person that I'm with. But are you really supposed to be with that person for the rest of your life? Are you really supposed to be friends with the person you met in 9 for the rest of your life? Are you really supposed to be connected to your parents for the rest of your life? Now, some people were going to have good connection with their parents for a really long time. And it's never going to stop. It's never going to end, which is extremely good, because, you know, you don't want that shitty relationship with your parents. You don't want a shitty relationship with your partner, because that means the relationship's not going to work out. And at the end of the day, you know, you're single again. And it's like you got to restart from step one. My family is really complicated. My mom's side is, they're more of a connect, love side. And my dad's side is like, oh, I've seen you last week. I'm not going to see you again until June. That's the complicatedness of how it is. And that's just kind of like makes me feel bad, because on my dad's side, I'm like pretty much the only light-skinned dude that there is. Everyone there is freaking pale, albino pale, like get sunburns type of pale, develop skin cancer type of pale. Me, on the other hand, I've never got a sunburn in my entire life, and I've always been looked at differently because of my color and because of my skin and because of how slow I used to be. I remember the time of period when I was in 6th grade when I decided, you know what, I'm tired of people looking at me like I'm some dumb idiot, so I decided to work my ass off, and I got out of intensive reading, intensive math. But still around me, people would treat me like I'm a dumb idiot, and that hurt. And that loving, that unconditional loving person that I originally was started to change. And that depression that I've been had for years already started to emerge and become more visual, if you understand what I'm saying. Like, my father used to get mad at me because I would come home in a bad mood from school. Who really knew if I was in a bad mood or not? Maybe I wasn't. Maybe I was just tired of coming home. Maybe I was just tired of dealing with the fact that I've had shit going on through my life and I still had to go through it and I didn't have that right support to help me out. Or maybe I didn't like my goddamn school. Like, it doesn't hurt to ask or try to figure out why someone is not smiling. And sometimes they may not want to give you the right answer, and that's because they don't feel comfortable with sharing whatever it is with you. And they also feel like whatever that they're going to share with you, you may not understand it. And that's how I felt for majority of my life. That not a lot of people understand anything I've said or how I feel. When I look at it, this is why I created this podcast. So people could just talk and express and literally say whatever the hell they want to a microphone. That helps. That's therapeutic. That's my prescription to people who want to get things off their chest that they can't say in front of others. If people want to talk about vacations and they can't talk about it to their loved ones, families, or friends, then talk about it here. I want to go to Dubai. I'm the type of person that loves the classy, rich lifestyle. I love money. I'm a money hustler. And I love the idea of buying things. Now, when you work an $850 job and you got to learn how to survive out yourself, you know, it's kind of hard because there's not much you can do. There's really not much you can do. Time goes by so fast that it feels like you don't know how to. I don't feel like I know how to stop time. Even though you can't stop time, I'm talking about the moment where you can stop what you're doing and create time for yourself. Because every day is like a busy day for me. And I hope, and I'm pretty sure, not I hope, I'm pretty sure it's a busy day for like half the population on this planet. And other people have it worse, yes, but they're not supposed to have that. They're not supposed to suffer and experience certain things or work their asses off, because that's just destroying the human body, literally. That's destroying us. That's destroying our generation. One day we're going to go extinct. Like every species, like with everything, when there's a beginning, there's always an end. That's the scary part of life. Because you know you're going to die one day. You just don't know when. And a lot of people be like, I'm going to grow up old. I'm going to die when I'm old. But you don't know that. You get in your car the next day and you freaking die. You'll get in a car crash. Drink some water and it goes down the wrong tube. Can't get the water out of your lungs. You can be the healthiest person you can be. In reality itself, is still gonna punch you in the face. Not even punch you in the face, it's gonna stab your heart. I come from Jamaica, from a poverty, from a third world country. I come from a place where I understand pain. I was abused mentally and physically. I come from a place where I understand sacrifices, where I understand that if I don't drink water, I will die. And if people understand what that means, that's good. But for those who don't, it means if you don't drink water, you need water to survive. If you don't do things that you need to do to survive, you will die. That's the hard part, because when it comes to friends, there's certain things that you need to do to survive, to keep that friendship going. There's no backing out of it. There's no backing out of a lot of things. Once you start, you gotta keep going. Once you join the military, you can't just be like, fuck, I'm done, I quit. You can't just do that. Sorry, guys. The thing about life, the thing that I love is that I can understand now. I can feel. And sometimes I'll get scared and I'll be like, oh my God, you're turning into a sociopath. That's because I like to go on Grand Theft Auto and shoot up the highway and steal cars and drive over people. But then I can also feel other people's pain when they're being robbed, when others are being stabbed to death, when people get shot to death. I watched my best friend die. One of my best friends. And I couldn't do anything to stop her. It's something that was hard to get off, because I came out and said that I figured out she died. No one knew that I pulled up to the scene before the ambulances came. I wasn't far from her death, or from where she died. And also prove a point to me that people shouldn't drink and drive going to a party after coming home from a party. Another reason why the reason why I love Rick and Morty so much and like BoJack Horseman is because they point out so much realistic stuff that people don't pay attention to. That it's just like, wow. Wow. And the sad thing about it, like, I have a quote here, if I can find it. We are all in the gutter, but some of us are looking for the stars. By Oscar Wilde. And even though some of us are looking for the stars, it's hard as shit to get out of the freaking gutter. It's hard as shit to reach and say, please, let me get out of this fucking zone, this dirty mess I'm in. Rick and Morty says, wubba lubba dub, dub. And that means, help, I'm depressed. I need help. It's like, some of these TV shows are so scary. And so realistic that it's almost uncomfortable to watch it at some point. Here's a quote from BoJack Horseman. BoJack, when you get sad, you run straight ahead and you keep running forward. No matter what, there are people in your life who are going to try to hold you back, slow you down, but you don't let them. Don't you stop running, and don't you ever look behind you. There's nothing for you behind you. The past is the past. Tomorrow's a mystery. Today's the present. That's why it's a gift. Sometimes it feels like I have poison inside of me. And everything I touch, just feel like I destroy it. But I know the future has something else planned for me. And I hope that I hope people out there feel like that the future has something planned for you also. If you feel like you're walking on a tightrope, put your arms out and balance. Balance yourself. Because nothing behind you is going to catch you if you fall. Nothing under you is going to catch you if you fall. If you fall so quick, that means you gave up so quick. The effort you have wasn't the best. I'll see you guys on part 3. Peace out.